A God sighting is when you look back at 1 week, only 1 week. We look back and see where our God had been faithful, where he'd been loving, where he'd helped you, where he'd been active in your life. His protection, his provision, his healing, his revelation, anywhere where you know that you know this was God that was active in your life. And we tell it as testimonies because the word of God says we overcome evil by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. And we make his name famous. So the people hearing our stories will know that this God is living, that he is good, he's a loving God, and they need to get to know him right away. So we do this once a week, and these are your stories for this past week.
Good morning, everybody at Radio Pulpit. Wow, have I got a testimony of God's goodness. I need to move, and I was looking for a little garden flat. And miracle one, my pastor found a flat in the same street that he lives, so he has to pass me to get to church. I've got to lift to church. The owner has said that I don't need to pay a deposit. He's going to leave the washing machine for me. I didn't have one. He and his wife are believers, and the greatest thing for me, I'm allowed to take my beloved black Labrador with me. So I tell you what, if that's not the most amazing story of God going before and opening door after door, then I don't know what is. I tell you another testimony of God's amazing grace, love and mercy, and the fact that he's interested in every single facet of our lives. I am truly blessed, and I give God all the praise and all the glory. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you all.
Good morning, Radio Pulpit. This is Virginia from Springs, and I would like to share what the Lord has done for me. I had to go for certain tests, and I've also had to go for cataracts to be removed from my eyes, and now I'm blessed with a brand new pair of eyes. And while I was waiting on the tests, the results of the tests, the Lord kept telling me through the Holy Spirit to keep praising him, and I kept praising the Lord and praising him and praising him, and now I have two beautiful new eyes, and the results for the tests were all positive. So I give the Lord all the praise and the glory. And when we listen to the Holy Spirit, when he says to us, keep praising me, then we must know, we must listen to that beautiful Holy Spirit, the Comforter. So I give the Lord all the praise and the glory. Amen.
Morewyn and Janine, alle kinders van die Here, my God sighting is oor soveel jare. Het die Here nog elke keer vir my deurgekom in hierdie spesifieke saak. En ek kan nie wag. My God sighting is dat ek in geloof op dit wat ek nog nie kan sien nie, net aanhou en aanhou bid en sê, dankie Here, dit gaan gebeur. Dis my God sighting. Ek is so opgewonde. Ek sien so uit na die uitkoms van ook hierdie God sighting. Hierdie wonderwerk van ons Here Jesus. Shalom.
Môre Wynand en Janine, ja, ek het vanoggend wakker geword met geen sein op die radio nie, maar gelukkig het ons nou sein en ek kan julle stemme hoor en dis baie lekker. Ek wil net terugverwys na iets wat Johan in die week oor gepraat het, die haan op die kerktoring. En ek het bietjie gaan lees in Romeine en bietjie op anti-Google ook gaan lees, dat die haan simboliseer die lig en geloof. En die haan kraai, dit kondig die sonsopkoms aan en dit simboliseer ook die toesig en waaksaamheid. So ons weet altyd daar's hane op die kerktoring, maar ons weet nie eintlik regtig waarvoor dit staan nie. En dit was regtig nogal vir my baie leersaam. En dankie dat ek dit met almal kan deel en dan wil ek ook net sê dankie vir Radio Kansel. Dankie vir hierdie groot familie wat ons het. En dan wil ek ook dankie sê vir al my familie en vriende, laat ek elke dag net vir hulle kan dankie sê. In Jesus naam sê ons al hierdie dinge, geniet julle naweek, Alida Meyerton.
Goeiemôre meneer Eugene van Pierston. Ek wil baie dankie sê vanmôre vir my koning. Ek sien sy hand elke minuut, elke sekonde, van elke minuut wat tik op haar horlosie, ken ek nie my lewe nie. Ons weet of ons gaan sterwe op elke sekonde wat na 'n volgende sekonde gaan, so ek is dankbaar op elke sekonde wat ek nog lewe, terwyl baie mense sterwe elke dag, elke sekonde, elke minuut, elke uur, wil ek sê baie dank. Ek sien sy hand elke minuut, elke sekonde. Mag die Here seën, geseënde dag vir Pulpit en die volk. Baie dankie.
Good morning, family. Yeah, my God sighting. I just want to give all the praise, the honor and the glory to my Father in heaven for enabling me with skills that we had another audit taking place this week. And an audit that was supposed to take 8 hours to do was completed in 2 hours. And the comments from the auditor was that I think we should send other operations managers to your site to come and learn a thing or two and see how things should be done and can be done. And I just want to give all the honor to my Father in heaven for enabling me with skills and taking my talents, as we put it in the Bible, and putting them to good use. And just to honor my Father, I thank you guys and have a blessed weekend.
Goeiemôre Wynand en Janine. Ja, my God sighting is vanoggend toe ek in my kantoor inkom, toe sê Radio Kansel dat hy aflyn is. En ek het dadelik sad geraak, want nou gaan ek niks van my dose van Jesus Christus vir die heel dag kry nie. En God het provide dat julle weer terug aan lyn is. Ek sê net dankie vir Hemelse Vader, vir technology, vir die feit dat hy my lyn oop kan maak, sodat ek hom in my ore kan hê die heel dag. I love you guys, en ek is baie lief vir God. Amen.
Good morning, Radio Pulpit. I just want to thank God for carrying me through a very heavy week. God has been awesome to me. He has provided for me every day. And I just want to thank you. Thank you very much. My name is Julie.
Good morning, everybody. I just want to share my God sighting for this week. I was unemployed now for a few months. And I've been praying and trusting God to open a way for me, and He has. I got my offer yesterday, and I've signed it, and I start on Monday. And I give all honor and glory and praise to God. And I just want to say, anybody who is looking for work, don't give up. Just keep praying, and just keep believing, and keep hope alive. Thank you.
Goeie môre Radio Pulpit. Ek wil net sê dankie en al die eer aan ons koning Jesus. Hy's almagtig en al my geliefdes is gesond, en ek bid vir sommiges wat siek is, maar ek weet die Here gaan voorkom vir my, en ek weet die Here is altyd daar. En ek is so lief vir u, en dit is maar net wat ek wil sê vanoggend.